Ah, alone at last. Yes, holding my hand while all the other priestesses were watching made that cute little face of yours blush as badly as when we were laying together on the grass last month. Oh my, asking the high priestess of the shrine to lock herself and you in a room where no one else may hear us. You have a somewhat serious issue to talk about with me, you say. Guess we're in the same boat, you and I. And since this is my personal living space, maybe you'd be kind enough to let me talk first. What do you think? Thank you, traveler. And for this to be a really serious conversation, I suppose it would be a really appropriate thing to be truly ourselves and truly honest here. Only, I will need to wash this kimono again. Sweat is such a dangerous foe for my tails. But regardless of that, I will be as understanding as possible. Okay? Good. You're the first person to ever make me feel this way. I love to tease everyone around me because that allows me to understand them better and therefore how to behave around them. But you. No matter how much I tease you, I always feel like I should keep going to tease you more and more every single time. To learn more and more about you. And that's why I'm in need of your help here, traveler. I may have never had any personal experience with the matter, but I know that my longing for you is no more than what two friends are supposed to share. I might love to tease, but I know when I've reached someone's limits. So, the question is, will you allow me to get over these limits? Will you allow me to be more than a friend to you? Forest traveler. I might be exposing all of my nine tails and tightly hugging you to my chest. But I'm not gonna harm neither you nor any of your friends. Your heart is pounding inside your chest.
I only hope it's not fear that's responsible for that. Oh, you've noticed. Yes, my heart is pounding as well. But perhaps the reason our hearts are pounding so fast, perhaps it's the same reason. Come on. You can answer me. You feel embarrassed here? And what would you suggest?
To do. Ah, you should have told me you wanted to be in your pot. Oh, but of course I have one myself as well. It was so long ago, and remember that woman who sometimes aids you in your journey? The one with blue hair and half red, half black horns. That's right, Ganyu. Thank you for reminding me of her name, by the way. But she was so short back then. Anyways, when I walked by her, she ran towards me and said that Morax wanted me to have one of these pots. And yes, that was when A got hers as well. Oh, apologies. I got distracted by memories. Still, why did you want to be in your pot now? Oh, I could see that all by myself. We're all alone here. Wait. Is that little bird still here? Oh, that's right. She always stays at the front door. So, okay. That island over there. Got it. Oh. Hadn't even noticed earlier. The way you've made this place. Why does it look so similar to my shrine, traveler? You're hugging me so tightly. Oh, traveler. Well, yes, I've said that I would have been truly honest and guess talking about my past was not the best way to buy myself some time, was it? Very well, then. Do you wish the whole truth? Understood. But I must warn you, I'm not going to restrain my words. Ever since our first time meeting each other, I felt like our fates were intertwined. At first, I thought it was due to how you managed to save A, my first ever friend. But then I kept longing for the moments when we would have been all by ourselves. It never happened with anyone else, but I felt as if my heart was aching every time I saw you leaving my shrine. I fear that every encounter would have been the last. And how I didn't have nearly enough time to understand my feelings for you. Only a month ago, I was finally capable of understanding them. If my heart aches every single time we are apart.
Then I will just need to be with you all the time.
No one has ever made me ponder the idea of leaving my role as the High Priestess of the Shrine, but you. You're blushing. Your reactions. Your smile. This is my first time pronouncing these words while feeling like this. I love you.
Of course, I'm going to tease you for saying that you love me too. But I'll tease you like I've never teased anyone else before. Because I think this means I'm allowed to pass over your limits, am I not? Only if I allow you to pass over mine as well. Of course I do. Well then, guess it's time for this mischievous fox to stop teasing her friend. And to start teasing her new lover. Mm-hmm.